Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time you received money as a gift. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this topic. Today, I'll guide you through answering questions about receiving money as a gift, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. Describe a time you received money as a gift. Is a common topic in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It's a personal narrative that allows examiners to assess your ability to recount past experiences, express emotions, and use appropriate vocabulary. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. Speaking Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about gifts and money. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Q. Do you prefer giving or receiving gifts? Band 6-7. Answer. I generally prefer giving gifts. It's nice to see people's reactions when they open a present I've chosen for them. Band 8-9. Answer. I must say I derive more pleasure from giving gifts than receiving them. There's something incredibly gratifying about selecting the perfect present for someone and witnessing their genuine delight upon opening it. It allows me to express my appreciation for the recipient in a tangible way. What kind of gifts do you usually give to others? Band 6-7. Answer. I usually give practical gifts like books or clothing. I try to choose something the person will use and enjoy. Band 8-9. Answer. I tend to gravitate towards thoughtful, personalized gifts that reflect the recipient's interests or needs. This could range from a rare edition of a book for a bibliophile friend to a handcrafted piece of jewelry for a fashion-conscious relative. I believe the most meaningful gifts demonstrate that you've paid attention to the recipient's preferences and put considerable thought into the selection process. IELTS Speaking Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time you received money as a gift. You should say, when you received it, who gave it to you, why you were given the money, how you felt about receiving money as a gift. Sample answer, band 6-7. I received money as a gift on my 18th birthday. My grandmother gave it to me. She said it was to help me prepare for university. I felt grateful but a bit uncomfortable because it was a large amount. I used the money to buy a laptop for my studies. It was really useful and helped me a lot in my first year at university. I appreciated my grandmother's thoughtfulness in giving me something practical. Receiving money as a gift was different from getting a wrapped present. It gave me more freedom to choose what I needed, but I missed the excitement of unwrapping a surprise gift. Sample answer, band 8-9. I vividly recall receiving a substantial monetary gift on the occasion of my 18th birthday, a pivotal moment marking my transition into adulthood. The benefactor was my grandmother, a woman of remarkable foresight and generosity. Her rationale for this financial endowment was to assist me in preparing for the impending challenges of university life. I was profoundly touched by her thoughtfulness, yet simultaneously felt a tinge of discomfort due to the considerable sum involved. I judiciously allocated the funds towards the purchase of a high-performance laptop, an indispensable tool for my academic pursuits. This pragmatic investment proved invaluable throughout my inaugural year at university, significantly enhancing my productivity and learning experience. The act of receiving money as a gift was a novel experience, distinctly different from the conventional wrapped presents I was accustomed to. While it afforded me greater autonomy in addressing my needs, I must admit I somewhat missed the palpable excitement of unwrapping a carefully chosen gift. Nevertheless, I was immensely grateful for my grandmother's practical and forward-thinking approach. This experience taught me the value of financial responsibility and the importance of making wise investments in one's future. It also deepened my appreciation for my grandmother's wisdom and her desire to contribute meaningfully to my academic journey. Follow-up questions. How did you decide what to do with the money? Do you think giving money as a gift is becoming more common? Band 6-7. Answer. I thought about what I needed most for university and decided a laptop would be most useful. Yes, I think it is. People often prefer to let others choose their own gifts. Band 8-9. Answer. I carefully evaluated my priorities and anticipated needs for university life. After thorough consideration, I concluded that investing in a high-quality laptop would yield the most significant long-term benefits for my academic pursuits. Indeed, I believe this trend is gaining traction in our increasingly digital and individualistic society. The practice of giving money allows for greater flexibility and personalization, enabling recipients to allocate the funds according to their specific needs or desires. However, this shift also raises questions about the emotional value traditionally associated with carefully selected personal gifts. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Q. Do you think it's appropriate to give money as a gift in all situations? Band 6-7, Answer. No, I don't think it's always appropriate. In some cultures, it might be seen as impersonal or even rude. It depends on the relationship and the occasion. Band 8-9, Answer. The appropriateness of monetary gifts is highly context-dependent and culturally nuanced. While cash gifts are widely accepted and even expected in some societies, particularly in Asia, during celebrations like weddings or New Year, they may be perceived as impersonal or lacking thought in other cultural contexts. The suitability also hinges on the nature of the relationship between the giver and recipient, as well as the specific occasion. For instance, a monetary gift might be more appropriate for a graduation or wedding where the recipient may have significant expenses, but less so for more personal celebrations like birthdays or anniversaries, where a thoughtfully chosen item might carry more sentimental value. Moreover, the manner of presentation can greatly influence the perception of a monetary gift. Presenting cash in a decorative envelope or accompanied by a heartfelt note can add a personal touch, making it more socially acceptable in situations where it might otherwise be considered too utilitarian. Ultimately, the key is to consider the recipient's preferences, cultural background, and the specific circumstances of the gift-giving situation to determine whether a monetary gift would be well-received or potentially misconstrued. How do you think the tradition of gift-giving might change in the future? Band 6-7, Answer. I think digital gifts like e-vouchers might become more popular. People might also give more experiences instead of physical items. Band 8-9, Answer. The future of gift-giving is likely to be shaped by technological advancements and shifting social values. We're already witnessing a trend towards digital and intangible gifts, such as e-vouchers, cryptocurrency, or digital subscriptions, which align with the increasing digitalization of our lives. Moreover, there's a growing emphasis on experiential gifts over material possessions. This shift reflects a broader societal move towards valuing experiences and memories over accumulating physical items, potentially driven by environmental concerns and a desire for more meaningful interactions. We might also see an increase in personalized and on-demand gifting facilitated by AI and big data. These technologies could enable givers to select highly tailored gifts based on the recipient's digital footprint, purchasing history, or expressed preferences. Additionally, as global awareness of social and environmental issues grows, we may see a rise in charitable donations given as gifts or products that support ethical and sustainable practices. This trend could reflect a desire to make gift-giving more meaningful and impactful on a broader scale. However, it's crucial to note that traditional gift-giving practices, deeply rooted in various cultures, are unlikely to disappear entirely. Instead, we might see a blend of traditional and modern approaches, with technology enhancing rather than replacing the personal touch in gift selection and presentation. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Monetary gift, monetift, noun phrase, a gift of money. Example, the monetary gift from my grandparents helped me pay for my textbooks. Endowment, endowment, noun, a large amount of money given to a person or organization. Example, the university received a generous endowment from an alumnus. Pragmatic, adjective, dealing with things sensibly and realistically. Example, giving money was a pragmatic choice, allowing me to buy what I needed. Judiciously, judiciously, adverb, with good judgment or sense. Example, I tried to spend the money judiciously, focusing on essential items. Traction, traction, noun, the extent to which an idea or product gains popularity or acceptance. Example, the idea of giving money as a gift is gaining traction in modern society. examiner's advice to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like receiving money as a gift. Practice narrating personal experiences with rich detail and reflection. Expand your vocabulary, especially with words related to finance, emotions, and gift giving. Develop your ideas fully, providing reasons and examples to support your points. Work on your fluency by regularly discussing various topics in English. Pay attention to pronunciation and intonation to enhance the clarity of your speech. Remember, the key to a high band score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for natural, fluent speech with a range of vocabulary and structures appropriate to the topic. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you bought a gift for someone. This related topic can help you expand your vocabulary and ideas around gift giving. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about receiving money as a gift in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck with your preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.